Well, good afternoon. This is NPR News. Back in July of 2017, Justine Ruschek sounded worried when she called police for help. Audio recordings of her two 911 calls were released to the media today. They were part of the evidence presented at the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted last month of killing her. For most people, this is the first time that they're hearing Ruschek's voice from the night she responded and reported, that is, what she thought might be a woman being attacked near her home. Our Reham Fashir has more.
Hi. I can hear someone out the back, and I'm not sure if she's having sex or being raped.
Give me the address.
As she talked to the 911 operator on the night of July 15, 2017, Justine Ruschek sounded breathless, concerned, and not really sure what was happening behind her house.
You said it's behind.
And there's a lane out the back. Yep. Yep. And I think she just yelled out help. But it's difficult. The sound has been going on for a little while, but I don't think she's enjoying it. I think it's, I don't know.
Okay, we've already got help on the way. If anything changes before we get there, just give us a call right back. But officers should be there soon.
Thanks.
Okay, not a problem.
Before hanging up, Ruschek was asked to identify herself.
You're on the way. What is your name?
Justine.
Justine, what's your last name?
Justine.
Prosecutors played these 911 recordings early in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor. He was one of the responding officers. Noor fatally shot Ruschek as he sat in the passenger seat of his squad car. He testified he was trying to protect his terrified partner when Ruschek emerged at the driver's side window. Noor was convicted of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter last month. 8 minutes after placing the first call, Ruschek dialed 911 again.
911, what is the address for the emergency?
I just reported one, but no one's here. I was wondering if they got
the address
wrong.
She gave them the address again and made sure they knew she was hearing the woman in the alley behind her house.
Yes, the lane behind the house.
Yep, officers are on the way there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Prosecutors portrayed Ruschek as a concerned 911 caller who reached out to police for help and ended up dead. The audio recordings were among more than 300 exhibits presented at Noor's trial. A judge allowed news outlets to make copies of the evidence this week. The footage includes officer body cam videos showing the confusion of responding officers in the shooting's aftermath. They were surprised to learn that the bullet came from one of their own.
I have no idea. Suicide? I'm suicide.
All videos except for five were released today. Judge Catherine Quaintance, who presided over Noor's trial, said those videos, which are the most graphic, could be exploited. They show Ruschek's dying moments. The court will release redacted versions of those videos later. One of the pieces of evidence released this week comes from the incident commander of the scene and Noor's supervisor.
Hey, Justine, this is Sergeant Barnett, Minneapolis Police.
Sergeant Shannon Barnett left a voicemail message for Justine Ruschek, apparently not aware that the 911 caller was the woman shot by one of Barnett's officers.
Say, I know you called in on a known trouble call of a woman screaming, and I have a question for you, and it's pretty important. If you could call me back as soon as you get this, please, at 6...
Only after investigators went into Ruschek's home and saw a framed picture of her did they realize the woman shot by police was the same woman who called 911. Reham Fashir, NPR News.